Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Don't You Know Who I Am? Few things before we get into the episode proper. Thank you everyone who's becoming a Patreon subscriber. If you're not and you want to get access to all the bonus content, go to patreon.com/dykwia. Hopefully you enjoyed the episode that went out just 2 days ago. So that was a lot of fun to do. And also all the writing and everything else. Hey, for everyone who had access to the footage of the Brisbane shows, the second one went up. If you decided to transfer your ticket to get that, thank you very much. Hopefully you enjoyed watching that. It was very, very funny. Now, some other news. So the episodes that are live streaming on the 11th and the 18th of April at 4:30 p.m., thank you, everyone. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, I'm doing 2 live streams of the show on those dates. For tickets, go to joshell.com.au, $10 per show. These are going to be only, like, they're not going to be regular episodes. These are going to be just for the live stream. They're not going to go out on the Thursday or the Wednesday evening. They're just going to be there on those Saturdays at 4:30, and then they're going to be up for like 24 hours. They'll give you 24 hours to watch it, and then that's it. Then they will disappear. So if you want to watch it, head over to joshell.com.au and get your tickets. If you want to help out the podcast, go to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, leave a review. That always helps. And I think that's all I need to say. T-shirts are still being sold, still being sent out. So thanks everyone who's been buying T-shirts. They look very cool. Celeste Potter did very well with the design. And also at my kids' show, Oliver Upper Tree, on sale over at Bandcamp. Go to joshell.com.au. Find the link there. If you've got kids aged between like 4 and 10, it's a 55-minute story. They'll very much enjoy it. You'll enjoy it too, but also you'll also enjoy the fact that they're being entertained for 55 minutes and you don't have to do anything. Yeah, win-win, parents, win-win. Anyway, enjoy this episode that I'm about to record. Haven't recorded it yet. Fingers crossed everything works well. All the microphones are on because I'm Skyping it in. Skyping to America, people. Anyway, thank you for everyone for your support over these last couple of weeks and, you know, last 4 or 5 years, if I'm being honest. See you soon. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl. And this week on the internet, I discovered I share my name with a man from the Philippines who on Facebook states his name is Joshua Earl and then in brackets, single. That's in his actual name. So just calm down, dude. Don't be so desperate. You'll find someone. You'll be fine. Hey, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do, I get 4 very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest is a comedian and host of the podcast We Called Your Mum. She shares her name. She shares her name with a New York City food poet. That's a thing. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Beth Stelling. Yay. Hey,
yay.
Beth.
Yay. Hello. Happy to be here.
Do you know about this? Food poet, yeah.
Honestly, I knew of one other, the only other time I've come across someone different was on Facebook years ago when I joined.
Yeah.
And it was like an older blonde woman.
Well, she's an older brunette. Maybe she's changed her hair color, but she used to run a catering business and that went under and her love of poetry has never waned. So she's writing about food. Beautiful.
Well, maybe it's a relative.
I don't know. Okay. Also joining us, he's a first timer to the podcast. He hosts the podcast High and Mighty and Raised by TV and Action Boys. When you type his name into Google, the related searches are John Gabra's wife, John Gabra's height, and John Gabra's net worth. Can you please welcome, it's John Gabra.
Yay! Yay. Yay. I think to answer Google's queries, it's yes, yes, and $4,500 or so.
Well, you say that.
I kind of ride off my wife's net worth here.
It's so interesting. They want to know who your wife is.
Yeah. I think they want to know if I'm gay, really, to be honest. So I think wife is a short to that.
Or are they just trying to look?
I looked into net worth because there's a site that comes up, and the internet says that you're worth $2 million.
Nice.
Yeah. So well done.
At $2 million, I'm really spending it incorrectly. So thank you, internet.
Our next guest shares her name with a woman on Skype who is from, and I'm quoting here, Atlanta, baby, and her profile pic is her bottom draped with an American flag. We don't have her today. The one we have here hosts the Dr. Game Show podcast. Can you please welcome back to my podcast? It's Joe Firestone. Yay.
Yeah, thank you.
How you doing, Joe?
I actually also just got put on. I never had this happen. I've heard stories, but I got put on an email listserv for a different Joe Firestone.
Oh.
And so I get all the updates about this neighborhood. And they're doing some kind of activity during the quarantine. I keep hearing about it.
That's nice. You know about the neighborhood.
Yeah, I know all about the neighborhood. I'm kind of thinking about moving in there.
Is it Atlanta?
It's called Westlake. And you think that might be in Atlanta?
I think it's Illinois.
Yeah. Well. That's good, my guess.
And is your Skype profile photo still your butt? But what flag are you doing these days?
Russia. I know
okay. Right, you're still doing the Russian flag. Because I couldn't tell. When I was connecting with you on Skype, it was the American flag and the Russian flag.
Yeah, God. And also that's rude. That was my front, okay?
Oh, sorry. It was... And then I might want to tell you to see a doctor. I don't know.
Well, this just ruins my day.
And finally is a man who shares his name with a South African biokineticist. Can you please welcome one half of the dollop? It is Gareth Reynolds. Yay. Hey, Gareth.
Yay.
I don't even know what a biokineticist is.
I had to look it up as well. I think it is... It's kind of like a physiotherapist, but I don't think they have the credentials.
Oh, great. Okay. Because it sounds really good. It sounds like he's crushing me. And then now you've taken it down to like Reiki. Okay.
So three of you are in LA. Joe, you're in New York.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going with the quarantine?
I got to say, I'll go first. I'm uncomfortable. I'm guilty with how well I'm doing in it. Yeah. I feel... so uncomfortable with I'm thriving in this. My wife can work from home and I smoke weed and play video games all day, like, and I kind of have to. So it finally feels justified. Like when you have to jerk off for sperm samples, like you're like, oh, I'm allowed to do that. I'm supposed to be staying home and quarantining. It's perfect. No guilt. Now I just feel extremely guilty for my brother and mom who are nurses and all that. But I make more money than them doing this. So it's fun.
Is that fine?
$2 million.
Yeah.
$2 million.
That's right.
Per podcast guesting episode. $1 million if I could do it.
I negotiated this all wrong. I paid him.
Oh, good Lord.
Hey, our first game today is called Social Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by the four of you. And if you think you know who wrote them, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. You get a point to the person who actually wrote the tweet or status update if you're incorrect. Don't worry, Beth. I'll do the scoring.
Can I just ask?
Yeah.
Are the rest of us going to get a chance to answer about our quarantine throughout the episode?
Yeah.
Whenever we want?
Yeah, go for it.
I don't know how Joe's doing.
Or should we?
Yeah,
I'll get in when
I'm ready. Yeah, when I'm ready.
Should we
later?
Sizzle it now that you're going to say it later?
No, later. Let's keep them wanting more.
Save it for sweeps, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you can't buzz in for your own ones. Okay, so here we go.
Got it.
Question one. Just want to let you all know I bought so much weed for the lockdown that the bank flagged and locked my card.
Beth.
Yes, Beth.
I think that was written by John based off of context clues that were just given to us.
You would think, but that was Gareth Reynolds there.
Oh. It was. Yeah.
I purchased a volcano. I purchased the volcano.
Those are a nice time. John was a red herring.
Yeah.
Dang. I've been tricked. I didn't know you guys Gareth, had a. I didn't know you had a fucking alliance.
Have they unlocked your card yet, Gareth?
Oh yeah, they unlocked it the next. They had to unlock it the next day because you know I needed to get more weed. So I really stored up. I in my head didn't think they'd be open during this phase. So I was just, I was like the guy in the gold rush who just bought like the first plot he saw. I was, you know, just the roof. So my eyes were bigger than my lungs.
How long can you keep weed? Years?
I don't think, I mean, not years, but a while.
It's a non-perishable, like pasta?
If you went two years and you were in a pinch, I think you could smoke that weed probably.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the best weed. John, what do you think? You have a PhD.
The sooner the better. I actually I studied biokineticism, so it's not really.
You would like my doppelganger. That's amazing.
I'll Google him when I go to South Africa. Sorry.
Question two: pick your favorite lean cuisine, and I'll tell you what part of your personality is unchangeable.
Laborious.
Yes, John.
My guess is Joe.
You are correct. Stuff. Yes, the point there for Joe, and you're off the mark.
It's true.
It's meatballs, it's
Joe. What am I? Oh, you obviously have a stubborn side.
It had that dark whimsy that only Joe can pull off. Yeah. I knew it was.
I don't know why I didn't come for that because I knew the answer and I just laid down and let John have it. I mean, I'm coming for you.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
I like it. I like when people are competitive. All right. Question three. Over the weekend, I told my mum that bunnies' penises are down to their knees.
Gareth.
Yes, Gareth.
I think that's John.
No, that is Beth Stelling.
Oh.
My mom is so gullible.
I was the red herring again because I'm obsessed with everyone.
Yeah.
It's sort of my brand.
Do you know, this is what you can tell your mom. You know that rabbits, they'll eat their own poop. They'll wait and wait till the poop comes out like they're so excited and then process it again.
Right away?
Yeah, they've got to get the nutrients out when it's fresh.
Wait, is this the part where you're telling us how your quarantine is going?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But question four. There are more spouses than teeth in Tiger King.
Okay, Beth.
Yes, Beth.
My answer is that was John.
No, that was Gareth. A point there for Gareth.
Oh, damn it.
Am I negative too?
Tweets are all across the board. Topical, personal. Oh my God.
I lay it all out there, Joe. I leave it on the field.
You haven't watched Tiger King yet, Beth?
Am I the only one here who hasn't watched it?
Oh, you gotta watch Tiger King.
Just the preview, at least. Just stay clean.
Yeah. Just two
just have
first
something
two
to talk to
try to
everyone when you go back to work about. This is what I mean. Yeah. It's all people are talking about. It's something I could talk to my mom about besides like the impending deaths.
Yeah. Well, and bunny penises.
Right. Well, she likes that topic. Anyone else really having a hard time intellectualizing saying your own name before you say the name of the person?
Sure. A little bit.
Yeah.
Every time I'm like, Gabriel.
It's a little easier for me because I say my name during sex.
That's an advantage.
I say
better. Yeah, me too.
Same.
Me too. Yeah, okay, question five. My neighbor just overheard me say to my dog, you better hurry up and shit because I'm about to shit too. And what I'm about to do, you cannot pick up in this little bag.
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
John.
You are correct. Yes, you are correct.
Finally.
Wow. You are hitting all my brand there. Shit, bean, and bunny dick.
Where's that little dog now?
He's with my wife who's working from home. As am I, motherfucker.
Yes.
Where's your
dog? What kind
of dog? You got a dog as well?
Yeah, he's over in the corner.
Okay.
He's kind of laying down.
Yeah, cool.
Kinda.
Wake him up.
He loves new media, so I'll get him over it.
All right, question.
Tell your quarantine story.
Question six. Boys get a period. It's called diarrhea.
Gareth.
Yes, Gareth.
I'll just guess Joe.
No, that was Beth.
No. Damn it.
Point there for Beth.
Sorry. That,
oh, man, that was, I wish that was my fucking joke.
Yeah, that's a great joke.
That's fucking great.
A great joke.
You have come since, you've come out since this and said that you no longer agree with this.
I did.
Oh.
I tweeted it like, I don't know, who cares? I tweeted it a while back, and then recently I no longer stand by this.
Yeah.
I think it's because as I age, my hormones just change me so much. It's kind of very difficult. I'm being real right now. It's so difficult to describe. Like, you really go through things with your body that you can't control, like in feelings and emotions that, like, that's not diarrhea. You know what I mean? Diarrhea doesn't have feelings.
Plus, I spend 5 to 7 days a month without diarrhea. So it's actually kind of
curious
for me.
I'm on my period again.
Babe, I'm not pregnant. I shit my fucking pants.
It was salad.
Next question. I'm not saying I'm high as fuck right now, but I did just pause the movie so I could taste my drink better.
Joe?
Yes, Joe.
I'm going to have to go with Gabrus again.
You are correct this time. Yes, a point there.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Man. I got to start deleting old tweets.
No.
You remember what it was?
It was a CBD soda. Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed. But, yes, a blood orange cardamom flavor. I was trying to figure out what cardamom was, so I muted the movie.
It's an amazing reason to mute a movie. What is cardamom?
And I was like, what is cardamom? And I muted the movie. And I was like, still don't got it. You know what? I'm Googling cardamom in the background of the Skype window right now.
Is it What's like it's a seed, isn't it?
I think so.
Look, I've definitely tasted like cardamom things, but yeah, it's difficult, I think, to describe. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to pull it out. Yeah.
Right.
I wish they'd just be like, it's like spicy cinnamon or something. Like, I can't articulate any of those here. I'm sorry. Were we doing something, Josh? I forget.
I'd also like to take this time to check in about my quarantine.
Oh, yeah, how's your quarantine going, Joe?
It's okay. Don't really have a story. Just want to do kind of.
That's great.
Leave them wanting more.
I can edit this bit out, and you can come up with a story for later in how your quarantine's going.
No, that's all right. No,
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's
good. Don't edit. Please don't edit. Okay. Please, it's inauthentic. Thank you.
By the way, you can edit anything you want that I've said. Get rid of most of it if you want.
Edit John out.
You guys are guessing my
ADR and other people's names.
Yeah.
All right, question eight. I will name my boy Cheese Chunks.
Okay, that.
Yes, Beth.
My guess is Joe.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Beth. Yes.
Oh, well, there you go. You never remember what you say, and then they say you said it.
Well, that was on Instagram. So it was also a picture of a deli wrapper for an item called Cheese Chunks.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing Cheese Chunks. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Question nine. This time it should be a wake-up call for the way we do things. Fix the healthcare system. Waste and pollute less, and for the love of God, let's finally stop playing the Goo Goo Dolls.
Gabrus.
Yes, John.
Gareth.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for John.
I'm scared.
Beth laughed too hard for it to be her own joke, because I feel like we're all trying to be stoic with our own joke. It's even like it would help the game, but you don't want to be like cackling in your own
a joker face. Yeah.
Now, I don't know about radio in America, but we only really know the Goo Goo Dolls for one song here, which is Iris. Is that the only song they play in America as well?
How's that one go again?
It's the one from that, is it a Nicolas Cage movie or?
Stepping on a Ledge, right? And he wishes he would step back from that ledge.
No, that's Third Eye Blind, which that's a very fine mistake, though.
That's a great song, though. That's a great one, too.
Isn't it Angels, City of Angels?
Yes, yes, it is.
So good.
Yeah, that's the movie.
I can't remember how it goes.
That's the kids'
movie. And I'm calling on you,
Is that the? I don't think that's the Google Dolls.
I don't think that's the song. No.
I think that's Train. I can't believe how much I know about this shit. I don't want to be the officer of this stuff, but I think that.
But that's not the Google Dolls.
I can't remember their song is fucking intolerable, whatever it is.
I know it's called Iris.
But Josh, as you can tell, it's being played here nonstop. You can see how easily everyone can access the lyrics and melody.
Yeah.
So, clearly my tweet is apropos.
My one fact about that song is I know that Avril Lavigne, and when she married the guy from Sum 41, they walked down the aisle to that song. I don't know why I know that. I'm not a fan of any of those bands. I just know that, that's what happened.
Wait, to Iris?
Yeah, to Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Who wears the loose-fitting tie to Avril and that guy's wedding? That's the question. Can you rock a loose-fitting bow tie?
And our final question for this round. Toilet paper is out, but there is plenty of diapers.
Gareth.
Yes, Gareth.
I mean, I don't mean to. I think John.
No, that was Beth. That was one for Beth.
Damn it. Damn it. I should have gone there because of diarrhea before.
A lot of poop jokes over here.
Yeah, so I'm learning.
And I think John's also learning what everyone thinks of him. Every shit joke, as in joke about poo or pot, was all
Can
John.
Can you guys hear this?
Yeah,
that's
Yes.
That's completely reasonable for you to think that. Yeah. Like, that is completely relatable.
At the end of that round, the scores are John Gabris on 2 points, Gareth Reynolds on 2 points, Joe Firestone on 2 points, but in the lead on 4 points, it's Beth Stelling.
Oh my gosh.
Shit. You'd think I would have had some penalties for those wrongs, but the risks were rewarded.
No, you don't lose points in that round. The point goes to
play loose.
He wrote it. Yeah.
Okay, right. But just really quick, because I'd give up forever.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's the song. Yeah.
World to be sad. I don't know if that's right, actually. But
are you good with the lyrics?
And then
I don't know about the lyrics, but it's just the. Because I
want the world to see me, because I don't think that they'd understand that one.
That is
awesome. I just want you to know who I am.
Wait, that's right. Because what's the name of this podcast?
Don't You Know Who I Am? There you go. It was all all came around full circle. And I'm glad we stopped there.
I'm trying to tear it all down.
I'd have to pay royalties. So. Next round.
You were like, what's the name of this podcast? And I was like, oh, my God.
The Goo Goo Dolls.
I was like, Josh Earlhouse or something?
No, honestly, I'm still confused. Wait, what?
Because you know
the song.
I just want you to know who I am.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
This round is called People Are Strange. In this round, we talk about those interactions we've had with strangers that we still think about today. And today we're talking about an interaction and an altercation that Gareth Reynolds had at Home Depot over a parking mishap. But what exactly was the altercation? Was it A, unbeknownst to Gareth, he accidentally took the parking spot of another driver. When Gareth got out of the car, the guy was yelling at him out of his window. The guy yelled, "If I didn't have my kids in the car, I'd kick your ass." When Gareth looked in the back of the guy's car, there were no kids in that car. Was it B? When Gareth came back to his car, a 10-year-old boy was sitting on his roof. Gareth told the kid to get off and the kid said no. Gareth decided to just get in his car and start it. The kid called his bluff and just stayed on top of it. Gareth got out of his car, went back into the Home Depot to see if anyone could help, and he came out with another man, but when he got to the car, the kid was gone. Or C, another driver opened their door into Gareth's side mirror. So Gareth, as payback, poured a bottle of urine all over the person's car.
What?
Now, one of these is true. You have to ask Gareth questions and try and determine which one is the right one, but he wants you to get it wrong so he gets your point. So he'll be lying. So the floor is open for questions. Ask away, people.
Gareth.
What was the what did the guy look like? Who was the driver?
He was like a middle-aged Mexican gentleman. He had nondescript, but nothing crazy. He was definitely talking out of his range. I was like, this guy is a very aggressive for the size of this man, you know.
Okay. Any questions about the kid on the roof?
What did he look like?
The kid was Mexican.
No, the kid was skinny but was a little taller, but I could tell was young, but was also, you could tell, had his father's sort of rage gene. Because he was like right on board right away. But he was probably even a little taller than his dad. So
not that I
was worried about either one.
But here's the thing. So he said, if my
interesting, kid, I think he just caught
he's like, he says, if my kid is in the car, and then his kid is actually just on your car.
Now they're two separate stories, Beth.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Someone tell Gareth that.
You're talking about this kid on your car, but his dad shouldn't have been around, right?
Yeah, it's true. It's a really good point.
Keep him talking, Sterling. You're close. Okay. I can tell you're close, Sterling. Just keep him talking.
I wish that one were true because that's hilarious. It's just some shithead kid that's just like, nah, I'm going to sit on your car, and when you come back, I'm going to be gone and make you look stupid.
I forgot about the part where I had to listen to the stories that Josh was making up. I was like, yeah, come at me. Figure it out, guys. And then I was like, oh, shit, there's a twist. And I bought so much weed, the bank locked my car. Did I mention that part? Yeah, okay, that happened over the break.
I have another question. What were you doing at a Home Depot?
I used to work construction, and I was returning some materials. I was about to go to the hellish return line at Home Depot.
Yeah, so you were already kind of pissed, huh?
Yeah, I would say this is a time in my life where I was pretty pissed a lot.
Okay, I'm ready to go with my final answer here. Or what do we do? We decide between the three of us?
No, you can all answer individually. So what do you think, Gabriel?
I think it's C.
You think C? He poured a bottle of piss on the car?
Yeah, as he's told more details, they all sounded like they were from a younger phase, and holding a bottle of piss in your car and using it for vengeance is definitely a 20-something dude behavior.
Okay. Joe, what do you think?
I think it was the first one, where the option A.
Okay, so the guy said, I'll kick your ass if my kids went in the car, and there were no kids in that car? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Beth, what do you think?
Look, I want it to be C, but I think it's A.
You think it's A as well? The correct answer was C, so he did pour some piss on the car. So 2 points for Gareth there, 1 point for John, no points for Beth, and no points for Joe.
Okay, but on the car or just like on the tire?
All over the car and the door handle. What I decided was I had a bottle of urine in my car, and I decided if he was still there when I was in the return line, I was like, if he's still there, I'm going to pour urine all over this asshole's car.
Broke your side mirror?
He opened his door into my side mirror very hard, and then he was like walking away, and I tapped my horn, and he kind of gestured like, what, dude? And then like walked away, and I was...
yes.
Whoa. And like I said, it was not a great phase of my life, but I was just, for whatever reason, I was like, I will have vengeance upon this person.
Gareth, I think we might have some overlap in our lives. I'd love to discuss further, but I feel like we may have had some real similar phases in life.
That's why you knew it was the piss. You were inside the mind of the killer. Yeah.
I was like, I was a scumbag for like a decade. Let me see. Yeah.
At the end of the round, the scores are Joe still on 2 points, John on 3 points, Beth on 4 points, and also on 4 points is Gareth Reynolds. Yeah. Coming back.
Whoa.
Right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. I'm realising how Australian this round sounds when I'm talking to four Americans, but that's how we speak. Now, you get a point if you get it correctly. A point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So ask them questions, try and get the truth out of them. Okay, so here we go. To Gareth. Now, Beth, while working in a bagel shop, had a strange encounter with a reality TV star and Survivor champion, Boston Rob, because he refused to move from in front of the cash register to take photos with customers. Beth had no idea who he was and told him to take it outside. Boston Rob then announced to the whole room, "This lady wants me to get out. How about we all get out of here?" And about 20 customers left with him. Yeah or no?
What? Wait, okay, so...
Ask questions.
I'm sorry, who is this again? What's the name of this person?
Boston Rob.
Beth Stelling?
No, of the person in the...
Boston Rob.
Boston Rob. I don't know who... And Boston Rob was known from what show?
Well, that's best that you didn't... know him.
Right. But Survivor. What would people know him for? Survivor. Like a later season of Survivor?
I would say... I'm trying to think of when Survivor came out, because the really popular guy was the Nakey boy who ended up, like, remember when he got caught for tax evasion or whatever?
Richard.
Oh. Richard.
Right.
So, I'm trying to place when that year was.
That was
07 okay. or something?
No, that was 99. I was first year uni.
Oh my God. I was first year college. Oh,
did you get in any trouble for telling him to just take it outside? After, were there any repercussions?
No, I worked the bagel shop. I worked like it was kind of like just unruly in the sense. Like, okay, the bagel shop was a really cool place to work. It was almost like our fraternity in a way, or sorority, whatever. And it was like a family, and it was run by this really cool dude named Ned, and then Gary was the manager, and so like. You were supposed to do your best, and it was hard to get a job there because they wanted to be able to hang with people and stuff. So it's like, it was more personality based. And then to stay, you had to memorize all the sandwiches, and it's like over 100. So like, if you got that done, you were kind of in, because it's very difficult to find somebody new to memorize 100 sandwiches.
Right. And how great it feels to tell someone to take it outside.
Yeah. Get out.
Okay. I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm ready, Josh.
What do you think, Gareth?
What are my options again? Do them in the Australian way?
Yeah or nah?
I'm going to go with nah.
You are correct. Yes, that is not a true story. Point there
what?
For Gareth.
Oh,
it's
got
to be close to true.
But it's based on a true story.
But it is very close to true.
So awesome, awesome
I worked
Rob.
At this bagel shop. No. It was Johnny Bananas.
Oh, wow. This is an even better story.
So I worked at this bagel shop in college called Bagel and Deli in Oxford, Ohio, and we made steamed bagel sandwiches, and they were known for, like, their funny names and corresponding posters on the menu on, like, the wall behind us. So, like, for example, the ones that got the most attention were, like, the Tanya Harding Club, which was, like, ham, turkey, bacon, Colby and Swiss on a plain bagel. And on the poster, it has her, like, you had to hand draw them. And on the poster, it has Tanya Harding going like this. And then it says, "It's a hit." You know what I mean? And then we had the donkey punch, which was chicken salad, onions, smoked cheddar, and barbecue sauce. And then that was a poster with like a donkey in the sandwich. And it was like, "It'll knock you out." You know, so like basically, I was saying to Josh in retrospect, these are all very violent sandwiches. But there was also like a lot of fun ones. Like the afterburner was a meatball sandwich. And it was like, it came with like a loose cigarette. So this is like all very college.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was very fun. It was like, this is a very,
That's a great idea.
Yeah. And so
there's
you
a
had
phaser
to hand
that would
tickle poster on construction paper. And like the permanent sandwiches, like the staples, like the Tanya Harding Club. There was also a Cosby, which has since been discontinued. It was a roast beef sandwich. But they are framed behind us. But you, as a customer, you could make one up, and you'd make a sign, and we'd hang it behind us while we were working. And if it got like ordered enough, it would be either permanent or become part of the regular rotation. And we were open from breakfast until after the bars closed. So this is like the hot spot. Okay.
And like I said, it really was like a fraternity or a sorority. Like that was your family if you worked there. And it's like a bunch of, like, there's Deadhead bears on the wall. It was very like hippie central-ish or whatever. But anyway, so I went to Miami University in Ohio, which was like oddly known for its hot girls, which I promise you, I was not one of them. It was a rough time in my life. But it was just like, but for example, like Billy Joel found his child bride there. And then there was also MTV's famed challenge competitor, Johnny Bananas. And so I hate him. I think he's like the biggest douchebag on the planet. And he has like, he's got like a God complex and narcissism, and his head seems to literally grow upwards. And so, but he like, he'll make fun of short guys on the show when he's also like very short. Anyway, so he's put on, he's just pompous, manipulative. He's a prick. And I am 100% addicted to watching MTV's The Challenge. Okay. So he comes in, he's dating this girl from Miami, Ohio. She decided that he decides he should have a sandwich at Bagel and Deli. And so he made a sweet,
wow,
he made a sweet bagel that was, had bananas on it, of course, but, and he called it the Johnny Bananas, I think, something stupid, but we already had a sandwich called the Banana Surprise, which was a cinnamon raisin bagel with cream cheese, bananas, and cinnamon sugar. And I just, I didn't think it was a good fit. I thought it was just, I took his poster down. And he found out about it, and he got so angry, he called the shop, and he asked to speak with me directly.
Whoa.
And he proceeded to scream at me over the phone. He was like, I'm fucking famous. You're nothing. You're going to work at a bagel shop the rest of your fucking life. And this is like me in college, and really I only worked there for, you know, 4 more years, so he was way off.
Wow.
I transferred to a different bagel shop, like that was owned by another guy who went to Miami in Chicago when I moved there. But yeah, I hate Johnny Bananas.
Wow.
Fair. Tail.
Because Gareth, also, you've got a like a reality TV experience as well. Because you were you in the Hills?
No, I was going through a breakup, and I was at a bar, and they were shooting The Hills at the bar. And so a friend of mine that I was with goes, I'll pick up, I was pretty intoxicated. And he goes, I'll pick up the bar tab if you walk into frame while they're filming and start talking to them. and so I was like, fuck. And then I just was like, okay. And then so I waited until they were filming. And it was like the main girl, Lauren Conrad, and then another girl, and then two guys. And they were like, you know, they're younger than me. So it was super awkward. And so I just walk in. And I just am like, they're eating stuff. And I'm just like, oh, you guys, how are these tater tots? And I just like make small talk, but I could see my friends laughing. And so then I'm like, I could milk like 30 more. So I just hang in there for like, you know, a minute and a half, just making small talk until I leave. And then they were like, will you sign a release? And I was like, why would you, how does this tie into what you're doing over there?
They're like, you can become SAG. If you
I was like, oh, it's amazing.
What grandfather you in?
Yeah.
All right, so a point there for Gareth. So to Beth now. When Jo flew back from Australia last year, she sat next to a man who, for the entire trip of the flight, didn't watch anything, didn't listen to anything, didn't read anything, and did not sleep for the entire time. Yeah or nah?
I mean, it's cracking me and Gareth up really because I've done the flight, and if you sat next to that person, you'd just be like the whole time checking in, waking up. I wanted this to be true really bad, and I feel like it's true, but he did like one thing, and it was, you know what I mean? I'm just going to say yeah.
You're going to say yeah? You are correct. Love it. Yes, that is a true story. Yes. Yes.
Holy shit, Joe. That shit happened to me on a flight from London to LA. A dude just sat there and in a suit holding two cell phones, neither of them an iPhone. I thought he was a fucking terrorist for like the first hour.
What?
So what did you do, Joe? Did you?
I just kept looking at him and he didn't look at me. I thought something was going on. Like I just kept looking. I would go to sleep. I would eat. I would look. He wasn't eating. He wasn't sleeping. And then I finally was like, how are you doing? And he said, good. It's a 17-hour flight.
Oh my god! That's just fucking crazy. And good call in believing in that, Beth. That took guts to hang in there.
Crazy person. That
17 hours. I'm like, just waiting.
Maybe he did an edible or something and was just like hanging on. Like, you know what I mean? Just like,
see, mine. He was 75 years old.
Oh,
75 years old.
And that was leaving Australia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Coming to the States. And I told
someone,
him, I
someone
said,
asked him,
too busy.
And someone probably said to him, hey, how was the flight? That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Not saying like, I just stared into a void for 17 hours. What is life?
Some weirdo sitting next to me was sleeping, eating, watching stuff.
I sat next to this real weirdo.
What the fuck?
All right, to Joe. At college, John played in the rugby team, and during an end-of-season party, some of his teammates found a dead snake on the ground. So John ate it. Yeah or no?
What the fuck? If that's a fake story, Josh, that's fucked up that you even said it. And if that's a fake story, John, I don't know what to think of you. You ate a dead snake?
Yes, I did. I ate a dead snake. Yes.
Raw?
Raw? We did not cook it. No, I went straight from the parking lot floor into my mouth.
Wow.
A foot long. It wasn't a big one. It was like eight inches to like a foot long.
No, you don't describe a snake as a foot long. You can't describe it like a Subway sandwich. Yeah.
Buy one, get one free.
Hold on. Bring Sun Chips into this. Get out of here with that, Sun Chips.
My teammates were all around me, cheering me on more or less. But then when I coughed it all up and threw up like the carcass, they said, they started a chant of didn't do it.
My God. Worst of both worlds.
Yeah, they were very supportive until I wasn't swallowing a full fucking snake skeleton.
Okay.
See, what you need are the enzymes of the snake.
Oh, right? Yeah. That would help you. Yes, that would help you. Or maybe a pterodactyl. You would be just fine. But I would say that I think that this is a meh, because I think that what he ate was some kind of mammal or fish.
You are incorrect. He really did eat a dead snake.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Did you get sick?
I puked like right after because it tasted like poison. Like, I don't know how long it was dead for. Like, it tasted toxic. It tasted like bleach, to be honest. Yeah. Like,
were you ill afterwards? Diarrhea or anything?
Here's the thing that I don't remember much of the rest of the night, except that the next day my dad called me and said, "Don't you ever call me drunk. Call me a fucking alcoholic. Tell me to leave you alone."
Oh, my Lord.
I haven't told a lot of people that story, but I was like, called my dad in the middle of the night and was like, you know, you're a fuck. I had seen him that day because he came to like the rugby match during the day, but I had gotten so blackout drunk. And I was, after I'd eaten the snake, I was screaming.
You were drunk with snake power.
I was telling my dad that he's a fucking alcoholic and to like stay out of my life and shit. And he's like,
I'm eating snakes, Dad.
Allergic from Petra. You.
I learned it from watching you, Dad.
Yeah.
Here's the crazy thing about this story as well, John. I don't know if you know this. You can see this footage. This is on the internet.
Oh. Yeah, it was 2003, but some dude managed to have like a Canon, like digital elf, like still camera. So there's like a super pixelated. If you go on Vimeo and search Gabrus Snake Eat, it's there. Yeah. And then you can see the kind of douchebag I was in college, too. I have, like, a pink bandana, frosted tips, and a shirt that says Mr. Wonderful. I was, like, a pro Johnny Bananas.
You were Johnny Bananas.
You guys see if you can get that snake sandwich on the menu. Yeah.
The Johnny Snake Eyes Gabrus.
Yeah.
Can I get the snake and the beef sandwich, please?
We got a snake and beef.
Foot long.
Trying to go to Miami, Ohio for the hot college chicks for the last 10 years. She's so much for sandwiches, babe, I swear. No, Beth told you the hottest chicks go there, and you're going to go.
All right, so a point there for John. Now, to John, Gareth was sharing a bed with a friend in an Airbnb, and the next morning when they woke up, the guy went and checked himself into a hotel. When Gareth asked why, the friend replied, "In your sleep, you kept on saying, Nathan, go get mum. Nathan, go get mum." Yeah or nah?
Holy shit. And what can, so I can ask some follow-up questions?
Ask as many questions as you want.
Gareth, what was the guy in the bed with you named Nathan?
His name was Jeff.
Okay, his name was Jeff. Got it. Okay. And do you have a brother named Nathan?
No, it was startling how disconnected from anything that I have experienced. I was like, what was I saying? I was shocked.
Fuck it. Yes, let's do it. It's true. Yay.
You are correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Yay.
Wow.
Yay. Yeah.
I'm enjoying your Australian accents, guys. It's really good. Yes, it's a true story.
Yeah.
So Jeff couldn't handle you just saying another man's name.
Well, there was like six or seven of us in a fairly sized Airbnb, but we'd not gotten the numbers correct. And so we all the next morning were like, "Where's Jeff?" And I was like, "I don't know. He was in the bed, and then I don't know what happened to him." And then he came back at like 10:30, like he'd eaten breakfast and like gone for a run. And he was just like, "Dude, you kept like putting your arm on me and being like, Nathan, go wake mom. Nathan, go wake mom." Oh, and he was like, and he just went across the street like 4 a.m. and just checked into a hotel.
Oh, so he didn't move in the morning either, which is the story I believe, which I thought was more believevable. But the fact that he moved in the middle of the night, if I asked that fact, I would have said nigh. Instead, I said yay, because holy shit, that's wild, dude.
Yeah, it's dark. I don't know what the fuck was going on. That was not too long ago. That was not like the pee in the bottle one. That was like 3 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I've dealt with much worse and didn't get a hotel.
Yeah, I agree.
People snoring like a train.
Awful, yeah.
And not hotel. Like, I'm the problem and people stayed their night with me.
Right.
At the end of the round, the scores are Joe on 2 points. Gareth on 5 points. John on 5 points. And also on 5 points, it's Beth Stelling. Yes. It's very close.
My God.
Well, this is our final round. It's called Who, 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 Who. Now, in this round, I'll read out 10 questions about all of you. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers again. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. You can't buzz in for your own ones. Here we go. Question one. Who once worked with a man who would sort women into two categories, birds and mice?
Beth.
Yes, Beth.
Joe.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Beth, yes.
What a risk.
So what were the birds and the mice? How were they sorted? Like,
is it Jimmy Fallon?
No. What if this was the expose? He told me I was a mouse. No. The boss that I did have, he did sort me. I was a mouse for sure. Mm-hmm.
Is it like?
Oh, because what's the characteristic that made you a mouse and what made someone a bird?
I think it was just he really liked birds and he didn't really like the mice.
Oh, there you go. So.
Oh, cool. So you are a mouse?
Yeah. Definitely a mouse. Definitely he liked the birds.
Question two. Who here got a blood nose as they were losing their virginity? Whose nose?
Oh, Gareth.
I heard Gareth first.
I've only picked John, so I'm going to stick with it.
You are correct. Yes, that is true.
Some point, law of averages.
It was inevitable.
Yeah.
This one doesn't have shit or weed in it, but it does have blood itself.
Nice. Other
top four search terms.
Yeah.
Shit, weed, blood, and sex is my like Red Hot Chili Peppers album.
They knew you were bleeding at the time. It was obvious.
It was literally, we were both about to lose our virginity, and I was on top. And I was And I don't believe in signs or whatever, but this, I was about to have unprotected sex. And I do get bloody noses. I've since had like cauterization procedures done. And my nose just opened and like started dripping on her while it was happening. And she was like, oh, and like threw me off. And I was like, no. It was like we had this whole romantic night while her mom was out of town. We were like 16 years old. And she gave me her mom's robe and it was like too short. And I just had like a boner and I had blood all over my chest. So great. And then like we had sex like 4 days later on like a lunch break from school in a bunk bed, you know, like
the romance was gone. But when the mom got home, she's like, "Who lost their virginity on my sheet?
Don't make it a bloody nose, I'll bet."
Yeah, sure. Your boyfriend had a bloody nose.
Uh-huh. Question three. Who recently found out that the fancy grocery store in their neighborhood costs the same amount of money as the regular grocery store in their neighborhood?
Gareth.
Yes, Gareth.
Beth.
No, that was Joe. Joe found that out.
Damn it. What I've built is gone.
Listen, it's okay. But just so you know, I just found out that like you could get a box of crackers with dust on it or a box of fancy crackers, same price. Outrageous.
Wow. Do you still feel like you should need to go back to the regular one or you're done with them?
No, I'm never going back. I'm shopping at places with olive bars here on out.
Yeah. Question four. Whose dog bit through their finger over a slice of pizza?
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Gabrus.
No, that was Beth Stelling. A point off Joe there.
Oh, my God.
It was just funny to hear it again. He literally, like, bit. It was like a tooth corsage. Like,
straight through. Like, did it go all the way through?
Yeah, it's this finger.
For the listener, she's holding up her ring finger. Yes.
Wow. And it hit, like went through that. It's not like it pierced through my bone. It's a dog tooth, but it like, you know, like the best way to describe it is like a tooth corsage.
Okay. So
maybe he was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle in a past life.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think I'm right. Yeah.
Question five. Who got bit by a dog on their ass?
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Gareth.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Joe. Yes.
Oh, wow.
You're saying you were playing basketball?
It was a bad. I was shooting this stupid thing, and I'd already broken my finger horribly that day and been like, I don't need to go to the doctor. And then so my friends were playing basketball, and like a kid with a cast in the summer, I was like looking at them playing basketball, and I couldn't play. So then when they took a break, it was at this frat house, they took a break. I was just dribbling this basketball and this dog came out and I was sort of like, hey dog. And then as like, I was like playing like a game with the dog was like, that's my baby. And bit my ass so hard that it bled, And then I had to go in and everyone's like, how's the finger? I was like, it's fine. There's a new thing I'm kind of going through.
Because I had a similar thing. When I was 16, I was walking past a shopping center and a dog bit my ass and the owner was holding it like on a leash and a dog just bit me. And I turn around because I thought someone just came up and kind of like slapped me on the ass. And turned around, and it was the dog. And I said to the owner, your dog just bit me. And they went, no, it didn't, and just walked away. And so I was a fair way from home. And so my friend lived nearby, so I walked to his house. And he wasn't home, but his mum was there. And I said, I've just been bit, and I'm bleeding. And so at, like, 15, 16, his mum had to rub, like, disinfectant on my bare-ass cheek to try and, like, you know, so I didn't get infected. And it was a very weird memory.
Did you guys cry?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I guess the easiest way to say that is a tooth corsage, really.
Yeah.
Probably the quickest, simplest, clearest way to say tooth corsage.
Yeah. Don't dance around it.
No, that would be more like a piercing. Or what would it be? Just directly.
Be like a
tooth corsage for the pizza prom.
Question six. Who here ran a half marathon? Who ran a half marathon?
Beth.
Yes, Beth.
John.
You are correct. Yes, he did. So a point there for Beth.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that was me. Oh, off brand, huh? Deal with that, America and Australia.
I ran a half marathon as well.
You also ran a
half marathon?
Yeah.
I liked when John told me he put the weight he was at the time, but then he also converted into kilograms for me. So thanks, John.
Oh,
I ran it with an Aussie, so he was very excited to tell me how much I weighed in kilograms when we showed up there. Oh. I thought, you know, Aussie to Aussie, I should connect.
Yeah. Next question. Who, while in Romania, just got into a stranger's car?
Gareth.
Yes, Gareth.
Joe.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Gareth. Yes.
Thank you. That's me.
You did?
Romania is where you lived the first 7 years of your life, right, Joe?
Yeah, that's how you know that I have that accent. You know, that accent is Romanian.
So how... Now, this isn't a taxi or a ride service, a ride share service. This is just you. Did you just get into a stranger's car?
Yeah. I was lost. I was lost. I was in a place where they didn't have street names labeled. And I thought, well, you know, I might as well just get into this car, perish quicker than if I went to perish just wandering, you know.
And what were you doing there?
I was working at a camp. I was supposed to be in charge, but little did they know, I was off wandering the streets.
Was it a camp for the gifted?
No, I guess it wasn't a camp for the gifted, no.
But I mean, like, was it something?
What secret
for real? Like, was it a specialty thing? Because, like, why would you go to Romania?
They have like camps, like you get to.
I figured
you
was really smart. I figured you did something crazy.
No, oh no, I couldn't. I couldn't be among the gifted. No, I think that it was like a camp. It was like a baby's first camp, that kind of thing.
Oh. In Romania,
like everybody, like yeah, their first camp. Like they were like, oh, this is our first camp. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no,
it's enough sense.
I got no more questions.
Yeah.
Final answer.
Next question: whose house burnt down as a teenager?
Gabrus.
Yes, John.
Beth.
No, that was Gareth Reynolds.
Point of oh,
that explains a lot.
I wouldn't want something like that to happen to Beth. It's okay.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Did you lose my stuff?
It's so sensitive through this time.
Did you lose much stuff
Yeah, we lost a lot of stuff. It probably was about like 50-60% burned down. We could start living in it after like 2 weeks. We could kind of start like had a shower and stuff, but it was crazy. Yeah, but it was
what
yeah
were
I was
everyone
like
everyone was okay, right?
Everyone was better. Everyone's got so much better after
Tanner.
Yeah, it was way happier right away. I was like 15.
Dang,
so it was an awkward time. But I did smoke cigarettes at the time. And the next day I went into school late. And the teacher said, who knew I smoked, commented on how I smelled like smoke. And I was like, oh, you've just teed me up for the best moment of my life.
Well, babe, yeah. My house burned down last night.
Yeah. I was like, what's my blocking for this amazing moment I'm about to have? Out the window or to the teacher? What do you think?
Speaking.
Do you remember exactly what you said?
I was just very dramatically like milking it. Just like, ah, yeah. Well, I probably would smell like smoke considering my house burned down last night.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I'd been smoking on the way to school, you know, so it was like, what an asshole. I smelled like tobacco, but I was like, oh, no, Mr. Holstetler.
All right, next question. Who here once jumped out of a second floor window thinking they were landing in the snow when in fact they were jumping and landing in a snow-covered bush?
My brother. Oh.
Gareth.
Yes, Gareth.
I have to say John.
You are correct. Yes, it was John. Yes.
Hey, weird. I don't think I told you that, so then I was like, wait, did someone else do that?
No, I did some research, John. I was looking for the snake video, and then that came up underneath it.
Yeah, I jumped what I thought was a snowstorm. After I had gotten a concussion, I jumped out of my second floor window in school into a bunch of what I thought was a big snow pile, like kind of belly flopped into it. And it was like just a dead bush with snow on top of it. I cut my face up so bad. And I didn't know about it until, like, I didn't know I fucked my face up until I, like, went to go in the morning to register for this stupid class I needed for my fucking curriculum or whatever. And the woman's like, do you have any idea what you look like? I had, like, fucking scratches and I had, like, crusty blood all over my face and shit. Like weird, like, shit for my pillow, like, stuck to my face, like, or, like, something I had, like, used to wipe the blood off. I looked like I had shit my whole face, like, off. Yeah.
Anyway, what are the non-Western history numbers like? Can I get in there?
And our final question for the game, who here was the 2003 debate champion in their state?
Gabriel.
Yes, John.
Oh,
yeah, you are correct. It was Beth Stelling. Yes,
I was going to say Beth too, man. Beth is the one.
Yeah, I'll give you a point. Well, Joe, yeah.
Don't give me a point. Don't give me a point. But I knew it. I knew it.
Wait, give Joe the point because I thought I was going to guess Joe, but when she also chimed in, I was like, oh,
perfect.
Definitely not Gareth.
Good. Yeah. By the way, no offense taken there. I was like, all right. I'm guessing, everybody. Guess what? I'm the guesser this round.
Do you remember what your debate topic was, Beth, that you wanted on?
Okay. So sorry, I'm starting to become brain dead, I've noticed. Did you remember the last time I talked? I was like, I haven't, like, spoken to anyone in what feels like a week. And then when we started asking Joe questions, I was degrading in mental wellness. Anyway, I was actually the speech and debate. And so when you hear that, you think I debated something, but I was actually in the humorous category. So I won I was the state champ for humorous interpretation. And my piece was, I feel stupid that I can't remember what I won with. That's so sad. I think it was called Anton and Show Business.
Did you?
But yeah.
Cash prize? Jane Martin. Or just a trophy?
I think it was just the glory. I think I got a $500 scholarship or something like that for college. No, but yeah, I did the humorous category where basically you memorize a play that you've cut down to 10 minutes and play all the characters like a psychopath.
And because it was the humorous category, did they give you a big novelty check as well? Is that how it came? Or
I got a plaque in the shape of Ohio, and I got a all expenses paid trip to Charlotte, North Carolina. I think that's where they were.
Does that make you want to get into comedy now? Like, having done that in the past, does that make you want to, like, pivot to doing comedy?
Yeah, I thought about it.
Or you're a professional debater now?
Yeah.
Did they name a sandwich after you, at least?
I have the Stelling Salad at Chicago Bagel Authority is named after me.
Oh, that's great. That's amazing.
Hell fucking yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
At the end of the game, the scores are Joe Firestone on 2 points. Well done, Joe.
Oh, thanks.
John Gabris on 5 points. Gareth Reynolds on 7 points. And also on 7 points, it's Beth Stelling. We have a tie. Yay. There are no follow-up questions. There's just a tie. You share it. You can also get a bagel named after you, Gareth. That's good.
Better together.
I mean, is there a tangible prize? What are we splitting? Nothing, right?
Nothing.
Just splitting nothing down the middle?
Whoever wins gets to promote whatever they want to promote first. That's it.
Okay.
So you can do that.
Okay.
So, Beth, where can people see or watch you or listen to you, especially here in Australia where we're all under quarantine? Where can people find you?
Okay. I have a half hour on Netflix.
Yes.
That's part of the stand-ups, which is season 1, episode 5. I have a set on YouTube from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival that I loved when I was there. And I have an hour special coming to HBO Max in what I'm told is next month, but as you know, we are in a global pandemic. TBD on that. But it's already shot.
Does that mean they're
going to
bring it forward because everyone's inside watching TV? Or are they going to hold off?
I asked that question today, so we'll see.
Cool.
It's supposed to be May. I'll let you guys know. But yeah, just at Beth Stelling on everything.
Great. Gareth, where can people find you?
You can find me at Reynolds Gareth on social media, where some of the great tweets you heard from me today are just popping constantly over there. So get over there, hurry.
Run, don't walk. Right now.
Yeah, hurry. Yeah. And then I have a podcast called The Dollop you can listen to. And I'm going to do a show from my bedroom on Thursday. Sounds pretty erotic. And it will be.
Nate, go get mom.
Yeah. It's called Nathan Go Get Mom. I'm recording my hour from here. It's called Nathan Go Get Mom.
Gabrus, where can people find you?
I'm at Gabrus on all social media. I've got like a million podcasts, and you can
say followers.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
I've got like a million followers, so I don't need you guys to sign up, right?
Yeah.
My podcast is called High and Mighty, and if you're into long, sort of pedantic talks about action movies, then Action Boys might be the podcast for you. But that one costs money, so I get it if you don't want to do that one. But we put a bunch of free episodes out on the Patreon website for Action Boys. If that's you want to get your dick wet for free, is that cool to say? I don't know.
Super cool! Yay!
Yay! Yay! All right.
And Joe, where can people find you?
I got two podcasts. One's called Dr. Game Show, and one's called Everyday Decisions, where I just talk to people about what they do all day.
And on Instagram, you are Yo-Yo Firestone.
Yeah, but there's really nothing coming out of there. There's no news. Cheese chunks. Nothing really. Cheese chunks. Yeah, I guess.
Hey, thanks so much for doing this, everyone. It's been lots of fun. That's
been
exciting.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good to
see everybody.
Goodbye. Good to see everybody.
See you guys.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.